Okay, Simon, guck mal, in Tessiches Havar. We are up to Sif Tess. La'olam, Yarche Kodem Esatzim Min Ha'arvus Min Ha'Piktoinis B'chol Ma'ad. A person should distance himself from being an Orev, being a cosigner, and from watching people's things, B'chol Ma'ad, whatever you can. Because basically, you're putting yourself at major risk, right? Right? Meaning you're putting yourself at risk for heavy losses, which I don't understand because isn't that part of the chesed, right? Of putting yourself at risk? I don't know, but okay. But he's saying it may not be worth the risk. Fine. Yud, Mishu yesh shtar choyv al chaveiro v'shtar bala v'hoylech limachik. If somebody has a shtar choyv, meaning he has a shtar that the guy owes him money, and the shtar is getting worn out, v'hoylech limachik, yovi lebezdin v'yasu lekim. So what he has to do is be smart, go to Bezdin, and he should make it into a, they should certify it so that he won't be a loss to him. Also, lashu shtar perubasach, basically, you are not allowed to leave a document that meaning that it was paid back. Shenemar al tashken b'yalecha avla. Don't let something bad sit in your house. Meaning, because you might forget that the loan was paid up, and you might go and recollect. Right, so that would not be a good thing. The same way you have to watch pikadon. You have to watch out for a shmir of a mashkan, because basically you're a shomer socher. You're considered a paid watchman. It's just like the guy who's watching the item can't give it over to somebody else to watch it. So the lender is not allowed to give the mashkan to somebody else, or to make a mashkan, not with das bailam. So you can't, basically, you have to be very careful when you're holding on to somebody else's item. You'd give a mashkan. If somebody lends a chaveri with a mashkan, that if he doesn't pay it back a certain amount of time, yeah, a mashkan chalut loy, then the mashkan is going to become his. Then he should be careful to say at the time of the loan, if you're not paid in this and this time, yeh koni li me'ashav, it's kona to me from now. Like this, anything that went on in the interim, really it ended up being that it was yours. Fine. Yud-Dalet. Somebody who knows that he's chayiv, that he owes money to his friend, and his friend tells him, vaday li she'en chayiv li, and he tells him, I'm vaday that you're not chayiv to me. So this happens sometimes. People look in their notes or whatever it is, and it says that they owe somebody money, and they go with the person. And the person says, I have no memory of it whatsoever. Potter mila shalom loy. He's potter from paying. Sharei mocha loy. He's Michael. Right? Now, some of the posts can say that even if later on the guy says, no, you do owe me, he's still potter. Because he was Michael alone. Once you're Michael, you're Michael. Fine. If a borrower is coming to pay back, but he's using an in-between, so immediately when he gives over the money to the shliach, then the shliach is Zaychen the money for the malva. And when the loiva regrets it, and he wants to take it back from the shliach, and then he'll pay him back later, that's also to do. That's not with the das of the lender. The shliach can't give it to the loiva either. So basically, if you decide to pay back your loan through a third party, and before the third party gets it to the lender, you go and tell him, oh no, bring it back. I need the money for something else. He's not allowed to do it. Because the shliach is looked at as the representative of the maula. Fine. Simen kufpei. This is not so negaya now. That's talking about what we call prusbel, right? Because that's what we do to avoid this whole issue. But basically, what it means is that Shemitah cancels out all loans, right? So you got to be careful with all your loans. Fine. So the Shemitah is naig also in this manazeh. Even a chutzlars va ilam nagul lahakal, and the ilam is nagul to be makel. Kvar hirishu al zois gedayla Yisrael zal, and the gedayla Yisrael have already made a big rash, made a lot of noise about this. Ktsas mehem tarchu lelamid schus al aminik shesaymer al ktsas makilim. That we're saymer on some of the lenient opinions. Al misha roit to the doctor even mitzvahs. If you want to be careful, mitzvahs vade mechuyv lasis kedas roiva poiskim zal. You have to go with the majority of poiskim of prat sheyuva yuchal the sakanas adavar al yedei prusbul. Just sign a prusbul. The loyovali they say that you won't come to a loss. Ushnas Hashmita Hoysa Bishnas Tofresh Lamed Hey, Vitiya Mirza Shem, Bishnas Tofresh Mem Beis. Obviously, we've moved on from that. The next Shemitah is the year 2028 and 29. Till 29. Beis. Shvius Mishametis is Kol HaMalva. Shvius knocks out the entire loan. Bein malva, meaning all types of loans. Bein a malva peh, whether it's a malva peh, bein milva b'shtar, or whether it's a milva b'shtar, it doesn't make a difference. It knocks out everything. Right? V'afilu yesh be'achrayas nechosim. Even if he puts what do you call a lien on it? U'mishenos l'chaveri mois b'toris iska, and somebody who gave his friend money, like with the heter iska, sh'adin hu shechetzi malva chetzi b'kodin, that half of it is a loan and half of it is considered a deposit. A chatzi shu malva mishametes, so the half that's a loan is mishametes. A chatzi shu pekodin ain't mishametes, and the half that's a pekodin is not mishametes. Gimel hamalva es chaveri ala mashkan ain't mishamet. If you malva with a mashkan though, with collateral, then it's not mishamet because it's looked at like it was paid back. Gimel veil ala mashkan karka, and if he lends. That the mashkin was karka, yesh b'zeh chiluk dinim. Then the halacha could have different dinim. Right, depends if the guy's living in it, etc., etc. Dalet arev shapara l'malva. Let's say the guarantor paid the malva. The koydim shapara l'aloiva. So now basically the guarantor paid the loan back, and the loiva has to pay the guarantor. And before he pays him back, he giyash nasa shmita mishamet. It is mishamet because that's not considered like your standard loan. Hey, Mishnah is chayav l'chaver a shvu al mamon. Let's say somebody's chayav a shvu on money. She'ilu hayam moida loy, right? Meaning, had you been moida, ha'isa shvius mishamet to some mamon, shvius would have been mishamet the money. Mishamet is gam kenes a shvu. It knocks off the shvu. Basically, a lot of times, if you admit, so you'll have to pay, but otherwise you make a shvu. So in that situation, you would be shmita would knock out the whole thing. Vav, Misha Yechayev L'chaver Mamon V'Kofar. Let's say somebody's chayev money to his friend V'Kofar, and he denied it. V'Amad Din, and then he went to Bezdin and Chayev, and they were chayev because of Bezdin P'sak Din, and the Bezdin wrote a P'sak Din. What is an early day? Amalva gave it to the Amalva. Ain't a Shvius Mishamtoi. Shvius is not Mishamet it. What did you say we're going up to? Vav? I think you said Vav.
Chess.
Ches, including Ches.
Chess, including chess, yes.
Okay, sorry. Amavas Chaveri, thank you. Amavas Chaveri, Vizna Ima Shaloi Tashmiteno Shvius. He lends his friend and he makes a Tanai that Shvius shouldn't knock it out. Afilo Achim Mishamate, it is Mishamate. Vizna Ima Shaloi Yashmit, who Chayiv Zeh, but if he makes a Tanai that it's not going to be Mishamate, Afilo Hoyse Zois Bishnasa Shmita, even if he does this during Shmita, Einoi Mishamate, it is not Mishamate. Chenu Kasa Bishtar Loshen Pekodin, if you write in the Shtar a Loshen of a Pekodin, Einoi Mishamate, it's also not Mishamate, like we said before. Right? Because if it is Pekodin, then Shmita doesn't knock out the loan. Ches, Amavas Vere Leza Shana Begiz Mana Piran Lachara Shmita. Let's say he lent money for many years, and the pay is after Shemitah, ain't a Mishamtoi. It does not wipe out the loan, because he couldn't be tevea him earlier. Right? Meaning, so it's saying that as long as the loan goes later than Shemitah, then Shemitah doesn't wipe it out. Right? So it's basically only loans that are due during Shemitah. Right? So that's a lot of loans. So basically, if you start making loans next year, make sure to make them due after Shemitah, then you don't have this problem. But anyways, we all write a prosbul, which we'll see about later. Everybody writes prosbuls nowadays, even those that are not lending money. Okay, we will stop there. Everybody should have a good Tvach and a good Yahr.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.